Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. Doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, once again, you know how we go about doing this. We always pray before we go into any preaching or teaching. For those of you that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just jump into the lesson, but we give invitation to our God to be with us, because without him, we cannot truly comprehend what we need to comprehend. So wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we assemble again today before your presence. Lord God, we once again acknowledge who you are. You are the greatest and none is greater. We acknowledge that you have all creative power and no one has the creative power that you have. You are the all-wise God and none is wiser. None has a greater understanding, nor does any have greater knowledge. Therefore, Lord, based on this, Lord God, we petition you in humility. We come before your throne of grace boldly and in humility that we may receive help and grace in the time of need. And so, Father, as we gather together today, we are in a need right now. We are in need of revelation as we go into the Word of God. We are in need of understanding. So, Lord God, impart these things unto us, Lord God, that we may walk pleasing in your sight as we walk by faith, knowing the Word of God that's been revealed to us by your Spirit. And I pray tonight that every soul, every heart, every ear that is tuned into this broadcast will sense the presence of your Spirit, and that you begin to speak into their hearts today. I pray, Lord, that you will word my mouth to give your word correctly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and to give it in line with your Spirit. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day, and I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Today, I'm going to go into a message tonight that is entitled, The Wicked Citizens of Hell. The Wicked Citizens of Hell. And I don't know if I will be doing a part two or three or whatever. I'm just going to go according to the leading of the Spirit of God. But I am dealing with this today because it is amazing, first of all, that there are some who, quote, in the body of Christ, or even claim to be in the body of Christ, that, first of all, actually don't believe that hell exists. Kind of remind you of many of the Jehovah's Witnesses and other, quote, religions who teaches that there is no hell. And it's sad to say that some who are professing to be believers fall in the same category of not believing there is a hell. Then you may have some that say there is a hell, but there's no people there. Amen. They say, well, you know, the angels that the Bible talks about, that sin against the Lord is there, but they don't talk about anyone else being there. And then you have some that teach among even the body of Christ that you go through a soul sleep. Some have even went as far to say, hey, you're just like a dog. When you die, you're dead, boof, you're gone. That's it, extinction, kapoof. whatever you want to call it. Well, it's amazing that those things I list and what the Word of God actually say is two different things. And so I have made, glory to God, this decision, and it wasn't just made now, but I have made the decision that I'm going to go with the Word of God. Amen? I'm going to go with God's Word over what the Word of man says. And so, once again, the title of this message is The Wicked Citizens of Hell. Now, if you have your Bibles, if you would, let us turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 9. The book of Psalms, chapter 9. And I'm, you know, and those of you who have been listening to me know that, you know, I'm not about flying and rushing through things. Once again, in my testimony to those of you who once heard that God dealt with me about, especially when you're teaching the word, how you have to go at a certain pace. And one of the things you don't want to do is go through too fast. And that's why when God has been dealing with me about teaching, you know, I kind of feel a little bit sad sometimes from my childhood. And what I mean by that is that there, you know, during my time, and every teacher wasn't being up to par, let's be honest, but you had more teachers in my time that care for a person learning. And I just have to speak that straight out. Some of you may get upset. I just want to tell you I love you in the Lord. But I have to be honest. Back in my time, coming up in the 80s, and no doubt way even before my time, you had more teachers that cared whether you learned, whether you got it. They cared whether you passed from grade to grade than today. You know, you got very, 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 very few that are concerning now. Most of them, a lot of them is for the paycheck. And I ain't studying them children, you know, that's their attitude, blah, blah, blah. And don't care if the child learn or pass or anything. Amen. And so when God started dealing with me about teaching, and I began to start understanding the importance, and sometimes I look back on my childhood and I say, well, you know, I would like to say this, possibly if I would have known then what I know now, I could have treated some things differently even with my teachers. I could have came to even respect them more. You understand what I'm saying? But I have to say before I go on this lesson today, if there's one position today in the world that I really respect, especially in this nation, is teachers. And I do personally believe that they're one of the top, one of the underpaid people here in this nation. Okay? Badly underpaid. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, having said that, let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 17. And once again, the title of the message tonight is The Wicked Citizens of Hell. The Wicked Citizens of Hell. Now, verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God. Okay? The wicked shall be turned into hell. Now, once again, I have said in the opening statement here that there are those that teach that there is no hell. There are those that teach that once you're like a dog, once you die, you're dead, you're gone. Okay? That's what they're teaching concerning man. But yet still here we see in the Bible that, number one, hell is a place. Number two, it will have citizens there, which the Bible calls the wicked and all the nations that forget God. All the nations that won't, that is oblivious to God, that won't even keep them in memory, they ain't even thinking about God. Amen? Hallelujah. It's destined for hell. So hell does and will have citizens. I sense the Holy Ghost as I said that, and maybe somebody tonight needed to hear that. Okay? Once again, I say it again. Hell has and will have citizens, okay? It is an actual place, and it's a place where a specific people go, which we read here is called the wicked. Just like heaven is a specific place, is a place where specific people go, which is referred to as the righteous, okay? So, in other words, You can't put Cousin Jimmy, because y'all were real close, but Cousin Jimmy doing everything under the sun, didn't want to hear about Christ, rejected Christ and all that. Now he died, and you automatically put him in heaven. That don't work, because you say he's in heaven. Okay? Only if he went by the word of God's standards. Now, looking at this word wicked here in this verse, and we must keep in mind that the Bible was not originally written in English. It was translated over to our language. The original language of the Old Testament was Hebrew, and the original language of the New Testament was Greek and Arabic. Now, having said that, looking at this word wicked to see what was the original Hebrew word there before it was translated. Because even though King James is said to be a fair student, and we have close to pretty good translations with the King James Bible, in your studies you will find out that there will be certain words that King James put there, unless you find out what was the original word there, could be very misleading. Okay? So the word wicked, the original Hebrew word there for wicked, actually means morally wrong. So what the Bible calls here the wicked, the word of God calls here the wicked, amen, is morally wrong people, okay? Morally wrong, relating to right and wrong behavior, okay? Hallelujah, glory to God. There are principles of behavior we are to follow, and these principles will help us to know the difference between right and wrong. And these principles, above all, is the principles of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God said, when you are morally wrong, operating in the wrong behavior, you're in the category of the wicked, where you are destined for hell. The moral or the principles above all that God sets, not so much as man. Now, there, you know, don't get me wrong. God said obey the laws of the land. And if you break the laws of the land, yeah, God will hold you dealing with accountable. But above all is God's principle. Why? Because society can say something is right when God says it is wrong. Or society may say something is wrong where God say it is right. Give you an example. Society now, especially in this nation, they have okayed and legalized same-sex marriage. They have legalized to say it's okay to be a homosexual. It's all right to live that behavior lifestyle where, in the word of God, we are told that it's an abomination in the sight of God. Amen? And it is an abomination that carries a penalty. Amen? It carries a reward. Now, many of us hear the word reward, and we always thinking good, but reward is not always referring to good. It is the wages or that which is due for something that you've done. And so the word reward is not always referring to the positive. It depends on how it's used in a statement or sentence. But the word reward can also represent negative. Okay? And so in this case, with the homosexuality, you will receive a reward which will be negative, which will be a curse. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So above all, these principles, especially the morally wrong, is especially not by just men's standards, but those who are doing the wrong behavior by the standards of God. This is why, as Christians, once again, God said obey the laws of the land, but if it contradicts the law of God, we have to go with the law of God. Okay? Now, I said something right there, and I have to say this, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn or down people, but by that statement I said, there are some Christians who's not ready for that. Amen. There's some Christians not ready for that. because, and you got a couple reasons or so, maybe you could say, number one, because they are afraid. Number two, they love the world, okay? So to them, to go by God's standard and put it up high means I'm risking losing the people that I'm so attached to, the people that praise me, the people that are saying all good things about me, the people that, that call me their friend and want to hang out with me. I'm in danger of losing those people. Amen. Some of you may be government officials, you know, and those around you just praising you and tell you how great a senator you are, how great you. But now, when it comes to the point where you got to make a decision, and you claim to be a Christian, and maybe there's a law or something they present up that you know that God's word say no to, but they want to say yes, and you're afraid to speak up. See, that's amazing from what I've seen, especially strong over the last few years. I've seen many folks who have claimed to be a Christian, but when it comes to the true standard of God being lifted up, they're absent. They're missing in action. Amen. They're not standing. Speaking, said, well, wait a minute. The Lord said this is wrong. The Lord says wickedness, or he says sin. They're not doing it. They're playing hush-hush and being in the background, okay? And knowing that this thing is wrong, but too afraid to speak up. Why? Because, hey, we got a good thing going on. Some of us is making pretty good money in the position we're in. Amen? So I don't want to hurt that money, okay? I've been able to buy my fourth car and my second house. Amen? If I speak up on this, they're liable to turn away from me. Hallelujah. You know, I commend those that Christian couple were back here a few years ago. I think they baked cakes. And this couple, well, this I think it was two ladies or whatever, they wanted them to make a cake for them for their, quote, so-called wedding. And the Christian couple said, hey, no, we can't do that. That's against our conviction. And that those two, I think it was lesbians, they got upset. Amen. And reported all this to have the people shut down. Well, see, I commend the husband and wife team that stood up. Amen. Because, see, everybody's not standing up. Hallelujah. But claiming to be a Christian on the side. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when the smoke clears, it's not by man's standard we're going to be judged. It's going to be by God's. And so God said here in this ninth chapter of the book of Psalms, he tells us that one of the citizens of hell would be the wicked and all the nations that forget God, all the nations that don't even have God, don't have God in their memory. They ain't thinking about God. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's some proclaiming to be Christian today. They're oblivious to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, still talking about the wicked. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19. Amen. So we see from the word of God that, yes, there has and will be a people in hell called the wicked. And as I said before, no matter what man say, my question is, what does the word of God say? I'm going to go with the word. See, this is the thing that's going to, quote, draw the fire with some of you or any of us who are standing on the word, is because you're standing on the word, okay? You're proclaiming the word. Hallelujah. All of our sheep, the glory. And it's going to draw fire. And this is why you have some Christians trying to be hush-hush, because they're afraid to draw fire. Are you going to draw fire, okay? If you're going to be a true Christian, and that's T-R-U-E with quotation marks big time, if you're going to be a true Christian, you're going to draw fire. The Bible tells us that they that live godly shall suffer persecution. So if you're going to live a, quote, once again, true Christian, you're going to attract fire. Okay? You're going to attract it. Amen. When you read that God's word say this and man trying to do that, you're going to say, hey, you know, God didn't say do this, and you even have some people who are saying, well, God said do that, and you look in the word and say, no, the word didn't say that. You're going to draw fire. You know one of the places you're going to draw fire from? The churches. Well, I know some of y'all just looking at that sinner man going to come at y'all. Oh, you're going to have some of them that are going to come at you. But your biggest fire that you're going to draw from the churches. Amen. Now, you ain't got to believe me. Just keep living, and you'll find out. And ask God to prepare you, because we don't want you down in the dumps where you just turn away from serving God. Because when you get to that point when the churches, and you're going to get to that point, don't want you to come back anymore. I don't even care just a visit. They ain't going to want you to come back in there because you stood on some things that they don't like. Okay, you got to be able to shake the dust off your feet and go on. And it's sad to say, and you have to pray for yourself that you don't be one of them, and I had to pray for myself too that I don't be one of them. Some Christians ain't going to be able to handle that. Amen? Some professing believers are going to turn away from God because they're not going to be able to handle standing on the very word of God. They're going to turn away from God. Amen? Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19. We're talking about the wicked. And the Bible let us know that the wicked is going to be one of the citizens of hell. Okay? It's going to be a citizen of hell. The wicked. So it ain't hell ain't going to be a place where it's going to just be holding, like some say, the angels that sin. No, it holds some people there. Okay? Amen. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19 said, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The way of the wicked is as darkness, okay? Because if they're not obedient to the word, and see, the word doesn't support their ways. Now you say, well, how do you know this? Because the opposite of darkness is light. Now notice you said the way of the wicked is as darkness, okay? And the opposite of darkness is light. And the book of Psalms chapter 119 says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? Light unto my path, okay? They're not obedient to the word. Their way is not lit by the word of God. Hallelujah. If they was obedient to the word would light the path and show them the way they would go. But see, since they their way, and notice that the Bible says here, the way of the wicked, not the way of the Lord, the way of the wicked. Their own way says darkness. Okay? Amen. He said, they know not at what they stumble. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, the word of God doesn't support their ways. They're not obedient to the word. Because once again, if they were, then the word would light the path, would light their way, light the path, and show them the right way to go. Amen? And some of us today, as Christians, we're trying to hang out with anybody. Oh, that's Freddie. We grew up together and threw rocks in the pond together, and we climbed trees and built tree houses together. But my goodness, Freddie got some ways to do stuff that just low down and evil. Amen? And we're too afraid to tell Freddie, that's not right, and that's not right in the sight of God. And now Freddie is forcing our way, and we're too scared to open our mouth, and we're trying to dodge Freddie. And sometimes we try to change the subject and not want to stand, and Freddie just steady coming at us. Amen. That's why you got to be careful who you joining and hanging out with. See, some Christians think, and some of them is ignorance, and some of them just simply don't care. They think that they can just hang out with anyone or just do anything that, quote, other people are doing, especially those who are not saved. And those who are, get this, morally wrong, got the wrong behavior. And they think that, oh, okay, Well, they did it. I can do it. Well, you're following the wrong person. You're supposed to be following Christ. You're supposed to be following Jesus. Hallelujah. And see, the way of the wicked, see, the word of God is not for them, but against them when you're walking in your way that's contradictory to the way of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says here they know not what they stumble at, okay? You know, it's just like, you know, have you ever, and I know I've done this years ago, you know, where I'm living on my own or where I grew up in the house and my mama raised me and all that. You know how you used to think that you have memorized everything in the house, where it sit at. Okay, let's put it that way. So you thinking that you know exactly where the couch sitting, where the chair, if you had a little stand where it's sitting. So you just think that you got this memorized. So you're thinking to yourself, if I ever have to come in this house in the dark, I'm going to have to worry about tripping over nothing. And then if the light switch when I come in the door is at the other end of the room, oh, I can go there with no problem. Have you ever did that? And when you came in the house at night and you thinking to yourself, oh, I know what everything is, this and that. Now, it's dark. You can't see nothing. And you still tripped over something. And you start going like, man. And when you finally got the light on, what you saw you tripped on, you like, how did that guy get there? You just thought that you had the room memorized, you know, before you left. Now you coming home at dark, you know, because some people when they leave the house, they'll leave a light on or something. But you didn't think about leaving no light on because guess what? You had the whole thing memorized. You had that room memorized. You said to yourself, I know where everything is. There's no way I can trip. And I come in this house and I go straight to the switch with no problem. And you thought that. And all of a sudden, when you came in that house in the dark, you heading toward a place where you think the switch at, and wham, you fall. And when your stomach finally get to there and cut the switch on, you look and saw where you stumbled over and you said, where did that come from? Okay? Amen. But see, he said the way of the wicked is as darkness. Okay? They know not at what they stumble. In other words, they can stumble over anything. Hallelujah. And just like with that analogy of the house, no matter how much you memorize that house, you're still liable to stumble over anything because, remember, you are walking in the dark. You know, some of us, my God, we got houses and places where probably ain't no light pole there. So you know when darkness hit, it is completely dark in that house. You're still subject to hit into something. You're still subject to fall over something. Amen? And see, that's the same in this passage. Since the wicked is not doing or living according to the word of God, hallelujah, going in their own ways, they can stumble over anything, over into adultery, into drunkenness, to uncleanness, or any kind of sin. Hallelujah. You double shut them because they're going about their own way. And God said, those, my God, will be citizens of hell. Amen. Hallelujah. See, this is why the other day when I did one that was titled, Why Can't God Use Man of His Own Way? Well, we're understanding it more now. Okay? Because man's ways is dark. Or especially the ways of the wicked, it is darkness. Okay? Hallelujah. It's compared to darkness. It is as darkness. What? It blinds. Darkness don't give you no sight. Amen. You can have your eyes wide open. If a house completely dark, you ain't seeing nothing. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So it doesn't, the way of the wicked doesn't give light. There is no light in it. There's nothing of the Lord in it. Amen? At all. And so you have some professing believers, the stuff they're doing now has no light in it. It is darkness. And you know what? They have an influence over a lot of people. Amen? Give you an example, and Lord say the same, I might include this on something else. And once again, I'm not here to bash. I'm here to show you. Hallelujah. You know, and I mentioned before, just for example, like DJ Haddon and his wife now, you know, I saw them on an interview, and the question was, can a person, you know, if you know you're going to marry this person, can y'all, okay, let's use the word shack. Shacking is not in the Bible as the word, but there's something about the word of God that speaks to that. You can understand. I want to make that clear. I know DJ talking about, shacking ain't in the Bible. The word itself don't show up, but there's some things that points to it that let you know that's wrong in the word of God, okay? For example, the word rapture ain't in the Bible, okay? Amen. But the Bible talks about being caught up. Now, it's not dealing with those who teach in the pre-trib, but it talks about being caught up. The word rapture is not in the Bible. And because I heard him explain, he said, well, you know, the word shacking is not found anywhere in the Bible. First of all, in some cases, we can use that as proof. But in other cases, in many other cases, you can't use that because some words is not directly said that we use today. It's directly said in the Bible. But there are scriptures that points to it and gives us an answer to it. So when you have someone like Deidre Haddon who has an influence over a whole lot of people, now we got to understand he's supposed to be a gospel music artist, and I think that he's a pastor of a church, I think somewhere in L.A. And when you look at today in the gospel music industry, especially if they call a legend, you have an influence over a whole lot of people. So imagine when he gets on there and says, yes, I believe you can live together and sustain yourself. Now, this is the same one that when he was going through a divorce, not completed divorce, meaning he's still married, he was going with the woman he married with now, and he got her pregnant. Now, I'm just being straight up with you. And see, then, out of all that, you're going to turn around and say, yeah, I think a man and a woman can sustain themselves. Or keep themselves, especially when they know they're going to get married. Yes, I think they can live together. Come on. That way is a way of darkness. It doesn't give no light of God anyone. Man, you telling two people, a man and a woman, going to get married, and you tell them they can live together. Now, let me tell you something. How you think you're going to guard every scene or every time? Now, you say, well, what do you mean? She might take a bath and come out the shower naked and not notice you in the room, and then you may do the same thing. Now, both of y'all in your flesh, what do you think is subject to happen? Listen, we don't supposed to go put ourselves in harm's way. Amen? And when you're promoting that and making it okay to do that, you're helping people to put themselves in harm's way. And see, you got people who listen to you, won't study the word of God, but they go by what you say. So now you're sitting up there telling them, well, yeah, I believe that you can keep yourself. If you know you're going to get married, y'all can live together, you know, and keep it. Come on. Come on now. Amen. What light is in that? Just because you're saying the word shacking is not in the Bible. Well, there's the word of God that points to, amen, to show you that shacking is wrong. Amen. But that's on another subject. I just wanted to mention that in connection with what I'm talking about here, that the way of the wicked is as darkness. It blinds. Okay. It doesn't give light. It blinds you. You know, just like people who are literally blind, you notice that when they're walking and if they have a stick, they put their stick out forward, filling the way to make sure they don't bump into none. Well, see, that's what the way of the wicked would do. The way of the wicked, hallelujah, will blind you and cause you to stumble into anything. Amen. Now, do I believe that Dietrich at one time being used by God? I sure do. But personally, I believe he had gotten off track. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, having said that, hallelujah, once again, the wicked is not doing or living according to the word of God. Therefore, they can stumble over anything because can do, which is outside of the word, can keep them from falling or from stumbling or from falling into sin. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. And once again, we're talking about the citizens of hell, the wicked. The Bible lets you know that the wicked would be citizens of hell. Okay? There is no, like the Roman Catholic talking about some purgatory. Okay? There is no in-between place. You're not like a dog. Once your dog dead, boop, you're gone. We see that in the ninth chapter of Psalms where we read verse 17. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Hell is a place for the spiritually dead. Okay? So if you're not born again and death is in your spirit, hallelujah, there's a place that you go. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This is why when there are people who say, my Uncle Roy, he died, and he been come back and talking to me, blah, 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 they don't understand the scripture. Because the scripture tells us and let us know and let us see. Say, where we live or where we die unto the Lord. And it lets you know that there's a place that you go to once you have departed. Your spirit has departed from the body. That's what death means. Death means separation. So when you go through physical death, that's your spirit and soul completely separating from your body. Okay? And when you look, there is one or two places you're going to go. Now, you can be like the rich man in Luke chapter 16, and you die, and your spirit, you go straight to hell if you have rejected Christ and you're not born again. But if you're born again, you live unto the Lord, you die unto the Lord. You go on where the Lord at. Okay? Amen. And so when you have people saying, well, you know, my cousin, his spirit, he be talking to me every day and come and visit me. I say, not according to the word of God. And see, that's just like people who are necromancers and all that. And talking about, let us get together and we're going to call your Uncle Willie. And then you're sitting around a table with some candles burning. And then it seems like Uncle Willie is talking through someone or you hear his voice talking and you think it's Uncle Willie. Well, the Bible mentions some demons called familiar spirits. They're familiar with you. And great ventriloquists, okay? Amen. And you're thinking it's Uncle Willie when it's a demon. Hallelujah. Now, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. The word of God says, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a forward mouth. Now, notice it says, a naughty person, a wicked man. See, we're living in a time, God said through Isaiah, woe to them that's called good evil and evil good. And we're looking at really living in a time now that, and I even remember in songs and music, like rap songs, because when I would do rap, and I used to do rap, whenever something is called wicked, that was meant good. You know, if they did a good beat from the beatbox or was on the turntable and scratched on timing with the rhyme and all that, they said, oh man, that's wicked. Well, see, that word wicked that was used to mean good. Okay? So here, the Bible say a naughty person, a wicked man, so it lets you know a wicked man is naughty. Okay? Wicked man ain't called it. It didn't say a good person, a wicked man. Okay? It's a naughty person. A naughty person, a wicked man. Okay? Walketh with a forward mouth. Okay? So now, we got to take this journey once again and see, what do you mean by the forward mouth? He walketh. He ain't talking about literal taking steps, but this is how he lives. He lives with a forward mouth. So when you look at the original Hebrew word for the word forward, it means perversity, meaning corrupt, turn away from what is right or good. So he said the wicked man lives with a forward mouth. His mouth is turned away from that which is right and good, okay? So if it turned away from what is right or good, what? It didn't turn to evil, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And if you claim to be a Christian,
and you living your life with a forward mouth, words coming out your mouth had turned from right or good and it's turned evil, and God said you fall in the category of wicked. And so you got some Christians around here who saying, once saved, always saved, you can never be lost. Well, that ain't what the Word of God says. That's what you say. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. How you think you're going to go to heaven and you down here on earth mouthing off and uplifting evil? Man, you talking about going to heaven? Guess what they doing in heaven? Speaking good, talking right, ain't talking no old crazy talk, ain't talking all evil and stuff. Ain't nothing like that going on here. The last person that did that, you read what happened to him. He got kicked out, him and all his buddies. That wasn't too smart, was it? You trying to speak against Almighty God when you was an angel who created you, okay? And here now you finna get puffed up and your chest stuck out, and you all your boys got knocked down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A naughty person, a wicked man walking with a forward mouth, they walk with a mouth of perversity, a corrupt mouth, a evil, a wicked mouth, a mouth that is turned away from what is right or good. And this, get this, includes him speaking against God. Now you say, well, wait a minute, how is that? Let's go to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Amen. Matthew chapter 19. We're going to look at verse 17. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. Amen. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17. And the Word of God says, well, let me go to verse 16 and verse 17. The Word of God said, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life, that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? Now, this is what Jesus said. There is none good but one, that is who? God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. So when the Word of God said the naughty person, a wicked person, speak with a forward mouth, and that forward mouth means perverse or corrupt, that's turned away from what is right or good, this same mouth is the mouth that's speaking against God, because God is good, amen? And we just seen it right here, what Jesus said, okay? So the citizens of hell, in hell, the wicked is especially those who are speaking against God. And guess what you're having in the body among those who claim to be in the body of Christ today? You got so many of these teachings and doctrines that is not of God. And now you find these big-time leaders, they starting to speak against the Word of God. Amen. Now, some of you may say, well, I don't know, Brother Nate. I ain't seen that. Okay, keep living. You'll see it. You're here. You're here. Amen. They walking on the borderline of and what they're going to do, you're going to see some of them totally just turn away and speak against them. You know, you have one minister, and the Word of God just tell you straight out that homosexuality is abomination and tell you it's evil in the sight of God. This well-known minister, big-time televangelist, is going to holler out, homosexuality is complex. And I'm like, what's complex about it? Okay. God said it's abomination. He didn't say it was complex. It's an abomination. But see, I caught his talk because other things he was saying about it, you can see that he was leaning more towards that way, like he's trying to be careful of his words. Amen. Hallelujah. So the wicked, they that is in hell, that will be the citizens and are the citizens of hell, are those especially who spoke against God. Amen. The world say don't do this, they'll turn around and say, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it, you can go ahead and do it. Amen. And then they stamp the name of the Lord too. And you know one of the reasons why they do that? Because they know a lot of people don't even study the Word of God. Only thing I have to do is become popular in your eyes, and then I can just tell you whatever. Especially if you're the type that don't study. Only thing I got to do is make you jump and holler and roll on the floor and do the shake bake and all that. That's all I got to do, is get you to smile every time I come around. You smiling about me,
And then I can just throw that stuff at you. And especially when you don't study the word of God and you don't spend no time with God, all they have to do is that. And guess what? I got you. And it's sad to say, they're going to, you know, somebody, they're going to cause many to go in the wrong, down the wrong road. Why? Because many of them are listening to just them. They're not studying the word of God. Amen. There's some people who claim to be in the Lord, and they've been in the Lord for years, and you would think they have learned some of the stuff they have learned by now and still ain't learned. Some of them ain't still off the milk. Once again, not a put-down statement. I'm just telling you, it's time to grow.
But see, your thought is, well, I'm saved now. Amen. I ain't got to worry about it. The Lord. The Lord will do. Hallelujah. The Lord will do. Amen. And we tell some of you, say, okay, let us turn to the book of Chronicles. You're looking all over the place trying to hope you can catch somebody out to tell you where Chronicles at. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Galatians. You're looking all around in. Wait a minute, man. You've been saying how many long? 12 years, and you don't know what Galatians is? Amen. Hallelujah. And once again, this ain't nothing to toot my own horn. I'm just saying. Listen, I've been, now, that don't mean you know everything, but there's some things you're supposed to know. Okay? Oh, yeah, that's some things you're supposed to know. Hallelujah. I mean, here I am, I've been saved. This year makes 30 years, okay? I've been in the ministry, this coming September will make 29 years. And it would be amazing if I didn't know how to lead a person to Christ being all those years. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Why is it I wouldn't know? Is it because God kept the information from me? No. Is it because it's on me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hashatabokosha. Hallelujah. See, the wicked walks with a forward mouth. They just, they speak against, it's a corrupt mouth. It's a foul mouth, okay? It's a mouth that turns away from what is right or good, okay? And they turn to what's right or good, they turn away. So anything bad or evil, they just talk, and especially against God. And here we are trying to put some of those same folks in heaven. I just got to be straight with you. Because, see, among some in the body of Christ, they don't want you to be told by hell. You know, they want you just go tell people about heaven, but not hell. Oh, don't tell them that you're scared. Wait a minute. We are supposed to be warners, warner people. Not only do I tell you about the good place to go to, but I got to warn you and tell what not to go to. I guarantee you, many of you, natural information, had told people about some places not to go to. Did you go, did you say to yourself, oh, I should not have told them that. I shouldn't have told them about that place. That might scare them. No, you didn't think about that. You were thinking about their safety. You even told them, hey, don't go that way because there's a cliff and you'll fall. Or you said, don't go that way. There's quicksand. You'll fall in there. Or don't go over there. It's got some traps in the neighborhood or in the woods. Bear traps, and you might get your feet caught in there and they cut your feet. You didn't say, oh, I did not tell them about that place. It might scare them. No. And I haven't compute why some Christians are so adamant. Don't tell them about hell. You'll scare them. And then you get this label, oh, he's a fire and brimstone preacher. We all should be fire and brimstone preachers. We all should be telling them about hell. Not just heaven. That's an assignment of everybody. Do you know Jesus talked about hell? You know, for those of you who wants to say we shouldn't tell them about hell, then you need to get on your knees and rebuke Christ. Because Jesus talked about hell a lot of in the Bible, okay? Jesus had men of old that he used to speak about hell. So why not warn them? Amen? Got to warn them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessed word. I want to stop it here today. And like I said, you know, Lord say the same Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know. I might be back with a part two. Whatever the Lord says, okay? But this is the one thing I want to end with. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give my last comments. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Thank you, Lord, for your word, for your spirit and power, the Holy Ghost. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I thank you, Lord, for word in my mouth to bring glory and honor to your name and to magnify you this day in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, all glory and honor and praise go to you. And though this is the end of the broadcast, it's not the end of your word. And bless those, Lord God, that was tuned into this broadcast. Touch them by the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The final comments I want to say is this. There is and will be citizens in hell. And they're called the wicked. Okay? The word of God has pointed out to us. Now, those of you that's listening, hey, you can read for yourself. But I'm telling you, people that's going around here telling you there's no hell, that ain't true. That's not the word of God. People telling you that man is like a dog when he's dead, psh, that's it. Over with, annihilated, kapoof, gone. They are wrong. That is not the word of God. Hallelujah. It's not the word, people. Glory be to God. There's a place for the wicked. Amen. Can you imagine, as I get ready to close, if the wicked wasn't really going to answer for what they do, do you imagine how many people who, if they knew that, you know, if they was told that, if the word told them, say, hey, you're like a dog when you're dead, you're gone, and they thinking that, hey, I ain't got to answer for it because I ain't going to feel nothing, I ain't going to have to answer for it. But, man, that's going to prompt them even to do more and more wickedness. They say, hey, I ain't got to worry about it. See, that's why you got your gangbangers. They think they're harder than life, and they tell you, I'm not afraid to die. Well, see, what they thinking about is physical death. They don't know nothing about the spiritual death. Amen? They don't know nothing about the torment. But some of them will. Some of them even got, I believe some of these gang members, God is going to visit them in a dream or show them a dream about hell that's going to shake them up. Some of them, I believe, he's done already. Go shake them up, okay? All this harder than life, man, I ain't afraid to die because I'm hardcore. That don't mean nothing. You go say that stuff in hell where those demons at and tell them how hardcore you are, they'll stop, look at you and laugh, and go to beating you all over the place. And what you going to be able to do? Nothing. You can't call on your gang boys. Your gang boys can't help you. Even if they down there with you, they can't help you. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So, once again, I thank God for the word of God today. I thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, Brother Emmanuel Murphy should be on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement. So, once again, thank God for all you that's listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.